Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Your Vibes Podcast. Everybody's got a vibe and a story to tell. Here's this one. I hope you enjoy. What's going on, everybody? Got ourselves a quick little special episode today. My good friend, Miss Morgan Chandler, is in here with me today. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. We've connected on quite a bit here in the past and enjoy helping each other out. So she is putting on a grand bicentennial event, which is 200 years, at the Lonesome Cabin in Burns, which is the oldest building in Dixon County, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Wow, how about that?
Oldest structure, right?
Yeah, and it was not very well known until recently here, because I think the City of Burns, didn't they just kind of like officially make it a landmark of sorts?
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, so the Austin family gave the town of Burns the beautiful Lonesome Pioneer Park, and the town of Burns is now, it's now their city park. So it's definitely the most gorgeous park that Burns has right now.
Yeah.
And there's the pavilion there. There's lots of things, and what I think that they're trying to do, and we as Burns, is just try to get people there to see how actually gorgeous it is and take advantage of the historical aspect.
Yeah. And you just, you moved the Burns Farmers Market out there too, right?
We did, yeah. So the Farmers Market was on 96 at the old ballpark. And for many reasons, that wasn't a great fit. And also, it's going to be, you know, growing there.
Sure.
And we needed to not get killed by the sun in the middle of the summer. So we moved it to Lonesome Park. And it's been a wonderful home for us for the last part of this season of markets, and we look forward to it next year too.
Cool.
It'll be great.
So the bicentennial event is October 2nd from 10 to 5 at Lonesome.
Yes.
So I know you've been making some notes and kind of getting your thoughts straight on what's going to be going on out there. So if you don't mind, just maybe take us into a quick little overview of the history, how it kind of came about, and then what you all will be celebrating and kind of what's going on over there.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Austin family, which I mentioned earlier, they were given this land somewhere around 1819, started building this cabin. What is so wonderful about this land is it's got some protection from the awful weather that can happen in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
And then there's a beautiful creek that's right there. And then also it was directly led into commerce, you know, from Montgomery Bell, Dixon County, that kind of thing. So William and Dicey Austin were the original inhabitants of the cabin. And it's still the oldest structure in Dixon County, which is a huge part of our historic, you know, what we want to find in history as far as Dixon County goes. I know that Justin Spurlock and I have spoken a lot about this, and I'm excited to get to know him a little bit better, and we can really put some effort towards Lonesome as far as it's concerned for the history aspect. But the Friends of Lonesome are the descendants of William and Dicey, and they have a board, and they are the ones who decided to give this park to Burns. But the Friends of Lonesome have essentially put in tons of money and to make this beautiful park. The 200-year bicentennial celebration is actually going to be just, there's going to be a whole lot of things. They're revealing the cabin restoration, which is we had a very nice donation from somebody in Dixon. I think that they'll, you know, reveal that at the bicentennial. And then there's demonstrations, a British tea, live music, cabin tours, local pioneer vendors, all this on the same day as the bicentennial to essentially grow at how we are known in Burns and also Dixon County and the surrounding area. So they put a lot of effort into making sure that everyone is aware of the history that's, you know, happening locally to us. So we can go into demonstrations if you want to do that.
Yeah, what do they got going on? Are they churning butter out there?
No, that'd be cool. So they're doing cannons and muskets, which is a huge part. So if anybody can think about 1819 was right around the time of the, which war was
several
that?
Several years before the Civil War.
Several years before. So, and a few years after we were starting to fight the British, right?
Yeah, the American Revolution.
Yeah. And they, so there's cannons and muskets that's going on. They would be doing live laundry, going down to the creek, getting the water, cleaning the laundry there. There's actually a spinning wheel. that will happen. And then we have a blacksmith. The Confederate Bells of the South is a group that is willing to come. They're coming with us that day, and they're going to put on this great show for everybody. And they're offering a British tea, which is kind of cool. So at 11 a.m. on the 2nd, they're going to be doing essentially hot tea with lemon milk, that kind of thing, for a full hour with cucumber sandwiches and jams and jellies and muffins. And, you know, talking about what's going on and what's happening, in essentially recreating the British tea time, which is fun. Music all day. The cabin tour, which is something that is important to us. The cabin is what brings people to the park. So we're going to have somebody that's, there will be furniture inside, and they're going to open it up, and it's something that nobody's been able to access for years and years. So they're going to open that up and let people come in. And then also the gravesite. So there's a graveyard that's on Lonesome. It is 40, I think there's 40 graves there, including slaves, I think. Yeah. Okay. Quite a few were unmarked. But at the end of the day, what they're going to do is bring everybody up to the graveyard if they like, and they're going to have bagpipes, like the traditional ceremony, and kind of cut it off there. So you mentioned ribbon cutting earlier.
Yeah.
There will be a ribbon cutting as well. So a few of our representatives, like Mary Littleton and the Mayor Burns, and everybody will be making some remarks in regards. But otherwise, we're really hoping to get the word out and have everybody come join us.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be a great show. I mean, it's a great testament to Dixon County, too, that we've got people in this town and kind of surrounding as well, too, that are willing to put forth, you know, their time and money to keep this piece of property, you know, stable and active and yes, alive as well, too. So how did you, I mean, were you contacted by the Friends of the Park?
Or? Oh, yeah. So Miss Gail Jones is a huge part of, obviously, what we're doing. She's the president of Friends of Lonesome, as of the board. And she was so awesome at the barbecue bash. And she was like, Morgan, you know, we'd love to keep going off of this success and make things, you know, run right in with what we're doing in Burns and do this. So she asked me if I could help, and I was obviously really happy to do that. She is a wonderful lady and been very involved and done so much work, because none of the Austins actually live here. They're traveling in out of town for the whole week, so there will be a huge Austin influx in Dixon County for the week.
Where do they live?
All over California. East Coast, I can't quite remember, but East Coast, West Coast, North, South. We're kind of all over. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. So she's been great, and she's been definitely the one who's put on this. She's worked on this for 2 years. So we're just kind of at the cap and the peak, and we're making it come together for her, which we're excited about.
2 years. Yeah. Man. And so, I mean, what's been going on with it before? I know they kind of cleaned it up and dedicated it as well, too, but is it an event space? Do people use the pavilion for an event space?
Oh, yes. So the events, well, the pavilion should be, it's a public park, right? So you can definitely come down and, you know, picnic and hang out and whatever for the day. That's something that I had no idea. It's a mini Montgomery Bell without all of the people.
Okay.
There's nobody there, right? Wow. So you can walk down to the creek and can take the trails. You know, there's gorgeous trails that go all around that butt right up against like the quarry. So it's gorgeous, right?
How many
acres
is it, do you know?
I don't know the acreage.
It's pretty big though.
It was pretty big.
Yeah.
So they're doing, what they're doing now is making a future or a plan for the future. So at the Bicentennial, they'll be speaking about their public restrooms that will be going in, which is wonderful.
Very nice. Yeah.
There will never be sports there. Like, it will not be a sports park because Burns doesn't need that, but definitely a playground. Butting up to some new property that will be turned into the townhomes. They're using Lonesome as an amenity for that, which is great. But the park will be it's a definite hidden gem, and the park will be put on display for people to realize that its true worth. So it's something that Burns should be proud of, and I think that they are, and we're just trying to get people there for sure.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're trying to make it a full-on family-friendly type experience, you know, for for the future with the kind of playground and the parks and stuff like that as well too. So it's kind of whether you want to go just see the cabin or the pavilion, you know, there's other stuff that will potentially
It's something that we need, a public space that's accessible. It's very hard to come off 96, so I'll go ahead and tell you that it's you drive by it every day.
Yeah.
you just don't know.
You come through the four-way, right?
Yeah.
And you just go down and it's kind of right there on the right.
So if you're going to Burns from Dixon on the four-way and you come down that hill, you literally pass it to the right. We have our big green farmer's market sign there with some balloons. Yes. So you'll probably see that. But the Lonesome Pioneer Park sign is, it just blends in with the scenery. So it's a one-way in, one-way out. Sadly, but one day, you know, they're working on that, right? They're making sure that they put effort into that. So parking will be across the street for that day at the TriStar lot.
Okay.
And then they're going to shuttle people over.
Okay.
In carts. So people do not need to park at the actual
So when they go, will there be some signage at the entrance saying don't park here or go across the street, something like that?
Oh yes. There'll be tons of people telling people what to do. Yes. You'll see, you will not be allowed to actually pull into the park that day.
And they just walk across the street?
They'll walk across. Okay. They'll shuttle them.
Okay.
And then there will be Jerome Holt's gonna help us out that day, and he's gonna make sure that everybody's safe crossing 96, because 96 is crazy. You'll park across the street, come over, and then there's the local pioneer vendors. Some people will be doing demonstrations as well. They have live wood carving. I know our pasta girl's actually going to make pasta.
Oh, cool.
At the site that day, which is super fun. Just honestly trying to bring in a few of our people now that utilize the older ways of doing things, which is a lot of fun for our young families and stuff to do. So in addition to music too, we have a wonderful MC that day.
Yes, I will be MCing it that day. So you'll get to hear and see my lovely self running around, and super excited about that. Thank you for choosing me to do such a thing.
Of course. Yes.
Really appreciate that. And, another thing. Are you bringing in vendors, or is this a vendor event type thing? Or?
We'll have a few. We'll have about 10.
Okay.
It's really not, we're not trying to push the whole vendor thing on people.
Sure.
I know that sometimes that gets a little watered down, but we have just the people that are very specific to the pioneer-esque.
So some
way.
Kind of some old school pioneer type stuff. Cool. That's always neat.
Yeah. So we have some of our farmers that we use at the farmers market. The Baptista Family Farm. They're amazing. They'll be there that day. But she makes elderberry syrup.
Mm.
You know, something that represents like an almost, she does it all natural. She sells herbs and eggs and chicken and all of that. So they'll be there. But really, we wanted her to come on to speak about to our guests that are coming that day about the Pioneer Way and like how that she does things and keeping it simple, essentially, and like living off the land. And that's what they do. So they'll be there. And the wood carving is super fun, that kind of thing.
Will there be anything that people can kind of participate in, or is it just all the show?
Okay. So the British tea you can participate in.
Okay.
That's open to the public. I do believe it's $5 for adults and $3 for kids or people for younger than 16. And they'll be serving that from 11 to 12.
Okay.
And then you can pay to shoot a cannon.
Like with a real ball in it?
not a real ball. No.
Like a cannon target somewhere.
I thought it was like, yes, no. you can shoot the cannon. I don't know the price on that. I want to say it's pretty cheap. But Mr. Tibble, that's, from Burns, he will be bringing down some of his wagons. There'll be plenty of opportunities for photo ops, because those are important. And then traveling through the cabin and stuff like that. So there's lots of things for everybody to do. It's going to be a jam-packed day. But really, honestly, what I think is fun is the women in the hoop skirts, the men with the muskets, there's not going to be a demonstration of like any type of war or anything, but or fighting. To keep it PG, but there will be opportunities for people to actually like handle and play with these items, which
some
is
just
cool.
Really old revolutionary type weapons and cool.
Yeah, which is neat. But more importantly, also, you don't have to come and spend the whole day.
Yeah,
but come spend a little bit of time with us, and that way that you can see the gorgeousness of Lonesome, walk the creek, walk the parks, or I'm sorry, walk the trails, and then enjoy the festivities, music and all that stuff. So
is there a timeline posted anywhere? Is it just, Because I know I saw the advertisement for it on Facebook. Yes. So I guess, so do you have an event page?
There is. So if you go to lonesomehistoricsite.org, that is the actual website. And then you can obviously go to our Facebook page. And all that's there. I will actually post that today. That's a great idea.
Yeah, just so if it's 10 to 5, it's what, 7 hours worth of stuff. So if people kind of want to come to see something specific or do something specific, you know, they may be able to pop in during a specific time.
There's the Austin family, like I said, they're coming in droves, which is great. So they are also performers. So they'll be singing and talking and showing off some of their family heirloom stuff, which is great. So there's... there's a lot, right? So I will post that today because that's a very important. And today is Tuesday. I'll post the timeline today and then maybe we can get some shares out so people can see that for
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. So go visit. Is it Lonesome Cabin?
What's the Lonesome Historic Site.
Okay.
On
Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the website again?
LonesomeHistoricSite.org.
Okay. So pretty simple to remember. Yeah. Go check them out on Facebook. Interact with the event as well too, just either interested or going or not going, just because, you know, putting on an event is not easy and you need to kind of know if how many people are or how many going to be there, and it'll also send you reminders too so you don't forget, you know, I mean, sometimes the weeks can fly by, and getting those little Facebook reminders that you got some coming up October 2nd, you know, will more than likely push you to go that way. So Morgan is an incredible person. She's got a lot on her plate and is constantly moving around, and Kill the Burns Barbecue Fest, and I expect nothing less out of this as well too.
Oh, it's gonna. I came on very late in this. They have definitely put the groundwork in. I think I'm just helping them finish it and making sure that we get the right word out. And I am super proud of this beautiful park. I look forward to growing with it as well in Burns. So it's important to me. It should be important to a lot of people.
Well, and admittedly, I haven't been there as much as you've told me to keep going. So I guess October
2nd. I've
only told
you 10 times ago.
I guess October 2nd will be, maybe we can go duck out there before and I can check it out, make sure I get my hands wrapped around things.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So is it always open? I mean, what are the
hours? I don't believe there's anything posted, but most, you know, parks, it's on the National Registry of Historic Places.
Okay.
There is that nice plaque that, you know, sits by the road.
Yeah.
But I think parks are open at dawn, close at dusk.
Yeah.
You know, there's not electricity out there right now. There will be next week.
Okay.
So if you were to go today, dusk would be, you know, you wouldn't you have to find your way out of there. But there will be lights, and that's all in the future planning too. That's something that they're looking to grow. So.
Cool. I guess we'll find out that and probably a whole lot more the day of. So October 2nd, 10 to 5. Again, go check them out on Facebook. Interact with the page. It's an amazing site and a huge part of
Dixon. Yeah, just hit that interested button and then it'll make sure that you remember next week.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So a couple weeks out, get it on your calendars too. I'll go ahead and just post this today. It's not going to be that hard, so we'll have plenty of time and share it. You know, once you get the podcast or I get it out, share it on your socials. That way people can kind of get an inside peek as far as what's going on, and Morgan's going to be posting some more things. So cool. You got anything else?
No, I think that's it. I look forward to everybody at least just stopping by and checking out Lonesome. That would be great.
Awesome. So. Cool. Well, thank you for coming in, Morgan. Great story.
Thanks for having
me. You guys go support it. Once again, truly appreciate you listening. Until next time, peace.